KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, high near 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A Council Bluffs man allegedly tried to break into a 73-year-old woman's home, but he didn't get very far inside before being thrown out. According to Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson, at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, 39-year-old Jeremy Shepard allegedly broke into the victim's home in the 1500 block of Avenue P and pushed the woman up against a wall. The victim's 29-year-old grandson forced Shepard back outside and restrained him on the ground with assistance from the victim's 53-year-old son. As the grandson held Shepard down, Dawson said that Shepard allegedly started biting the grandson, who then punched Shepard several times in the face. When police arrived, Shepard, who was allegedly intoxicated, fought with one officer. But Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said injuries to the officer were minor and he's been able to return to work. Shepard was arrested on suspicion of second-degree burglary, aggravated assault, and assaulting a police officer. He was brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. A website currently housing information for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is being revamped and will soon connect the City of Atlantic with local economic development entities, parks and recreation, and other services, and it's scheduled to be operational next week.
The city's new website will launch on Tuesday, November 10th, and will feature an online option for park reservations. You'll be able to pay your stormwater bills online and navigate seamlessly between the city, county, chamber, and Cass Atlantic Development Corporation. Subsites. So I encourage you all to check it out.
That's Atlantic City Administrator John Lund. That site, www.atlanticiowa.com, is being developed through 5Q Communications, based here in Atlantic. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones is stepping up to help a police officer involved in the Atlantic PD's No Shave November effort to raise funds for the police and police reserves annual Shop with a Cop and Family Dreams Christmas programs. Officers and reserve officers are being allowed to grow a beard of their choice in November. The idea is that those officers must raise a minimum of $100 each in donations this month to be put toward the kids' programs. Any officer who does not raise the required amount minimum will be making up the difference out of his own pocket. And while that contest works out fine for the department's male officers, it puts the only female officer, Kristen Vavracek, at a disadvantage, and that's where Mayor Jones is stepping up to the plate.
I was looking at all the pictures of all those great-looking policemen, and I said, we got a female there, they can't shave. So I'm going to be the proxy. I'm going to be a pretty face behind her beard here. So, and we're looking for donations, and I'm going to give her a task. We need to beat all the guys. So donations will be really greatly appreciated. We're going after them.
Anyone wishing to donate can contact the officers in person or drop off your donation in the name of a specific officer or reserve officer at the police department during their normal business hours. General donations are also accepted. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green has said it's been a tough year for a number of families in the Cass County area, and the needs of the kids are expected to be numerous. You can make out your checks to Atlantic Police Reserves with an indication for the Christmas or youth programs in the memo line. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests this week. On Tuesday, 30-year-old Albert Alexander Johnson of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Johnson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Wednesday on his own recognizance. And on Monday, deputies in Cass County arrested 55-year-old Barry Dean Schmidt of Messina on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Schmidt was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $10,000 bond. And officials of the Harlan Police Department said Thursday that three people were arrested on October 30th following a traffic stop. Taken into custody was 18-year-old Justin Dickinson and 35-year-old Daniel Pash, both of Harlan. Dickinson was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts penalties. Posh was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were transported to the Shelby County Jail. And 16-year-old Cody Hegarty, also of Harlan, was referred to juvenile court authorities for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. In the funeral announcements, Karen Runyon, age 73, of Clarinda, died Monday. Funeral services for Karen Runyon will be today at 10 o'clock at the Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda. Clarence Chamberlain, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A funeral mass for Clarence Chamberlain will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bill Matheny, age 86, of Oneida, died October 30th at Caring Acres. Memorial services for Bill Matheny will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Adeline Cadell, age 98, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A massive Christian burial for Adeline Cadell will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elmer Sheeter, age 96, of Greenfield, died October 30th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Memorial services for Elmer Sheeter will be today at 2 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stuart. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Irene Ertz, age 95, of Manila, died Thursday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. A massive Christian burial for Irene Ertz will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Esther A. Rasmussen, age 98, of Elkhorn and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Esther Rasmussen will be on Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wilma Blake, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Wilma Blake are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Billy Neighbors, age 80, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Private family services will be held for Billy Neighbors at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita is handling the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.